Ngosi Mkhanyiseli Dudumayo, Eastern Cape Provincial General Secretary for Controlesa, joins us on the line now. Ngosi, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning, sir. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well.
Much jubilation and I imagine relief from many families when an announcement was made by Controlesa a couple of weeks ago that the summer season for initiation would go ahead. Many families have been preparing for probably months, if not years. Unfortunately, Controlesa and government have been to reverse that decision not a long while ago. Just to confirm, all the circumcision processes and ceremonies this summer season have now been suspended, particularly in the Eastern Cape, correct?
Yes, it is true.
What's the reason for this, Ngosi?
First of all, we must let me greet you and your viewers or listeners. We were shocked, firstly, and a little bit disturbed by the media statement that was saying the initiation season again is suspended in the summer season. As you will remember, around about October, there was a hope for the communities, the inhabitants of our societies, that the initiation prohibition clause would be lifted. So it was shocking to us to read on the newspapers or through the media statement that the initiation season all again is suspended. So you will remember that there is a pressure because we are the custodians of the initiation program or any other traditions, customs, and culture. So there is a pressure from the communities. What is shocking us and disturbing us a lot is that on the media statement, there is a say that after the consultation with the stakeholders that are affected, of which we dispute that because we were instructed or asked to submit a risk-adjusted strategy on how on alert level one initiation activities can take place. And then that one was done. But all of a sudden, we just get through the media alert in a way, through the media statements that the initiation program is suspended. It's continuously suspended. So it was shocking to us. We are still receiving calls from different people whom we are being seen, told that they were consulted. They are calling us and checking whether how does this decision was being taken, and also asking some a very difficult question, saying how does the second wave of the coronavirus relate to initiation program? So those are the questions that we are unable to respond to them because we are not the one who took that decision to say the initiation will be suspended. For instance, if these people were consulted, as we have seen on the statement, if the people were consulted, why currently they are mushrooming illegal initiation schools? So we were shocked with this media statement, while people are saying all the interested or participants in the program were consulted. Such, it's not a true reflection because, for instance, in the Eastern Cape, all the sectors, your provincial house, Controlesa, Moral Generation Movement, and any other interested stakeholder were gathered together, and we have produced a very comprehensive document to say this is the way that will be, this is the way that will be a line of march for communities in alert level, because indeed we are responsible, we do care about the lives of the people. So, for instance, if we can just ask ourselves a question, when are we assuming that the coronavirus will be no more in our country? If this is the life that we will live for the rest of our lives, would it mean there will be no initiation programs in our country as the program to groom our kids to be ready for the second phase of their human life.
Except this is not how we will always be, Ngosi Dudumayo, because a vaccine is en route. We might only get it in one of the quarters in 2021, but there will be a vaccine in place, which will mean it will be safe again for our children to be sent to initiation camps. Clearly, you were not consulted by government when it came to this decision. You obviously then disagree with the decision that has been taken by government, don't you?
Yes, we disagree.
Have you reached out to the Minister of Health, the Minister of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, even to the Presidency, to express your disagreement with the decision?
We'll be meeting by tomorrow as an organization in the national level, because indeed the media statement was issued on the 22nd, and then yesterday was the 23rd. And we had a meeting as the PEC, which soon there will be a general meeting. Indeed, it is our responsibility to engage the state. We mustn't agree all the time. We should disagree at some stage. When you speak of the vaccine, maybe the vaccine, indeed, it will come by 2021. But there is no one who's assuring you that by 2021 it will be in South Africa. But indeed, we must engage till such time. For instance, as we speak, we'll engage for opening of the summer initiation season. Because when you creating an opportunity in terms of the legislation that this prohibiting clause is lifted, you are allowing those who feel strongly that they will perform the initiation within the precepts of the health protocols and the social distancing. So you can't say, because, for instance, I will just make some example. What do you say for those communities whom they don't take initiate in full numbers, whom they in their initiation lodge, usually it will be three or five of initiates? Do you also say to them, because there is a second wave coronavirus, they must also wait, because initiation is not a program that is supposed to be performed in bulk by all nations or all tribes around the country. So it is very unfair for those in their own areas are already adhering to traditional health protocols, because those who undergone the program, who knows very well what am I saying by saying that.
No, without a doubt. And the problem, I don't think, is in the act, the process of initiation. The problem surely is in the ceremony that will then be organized and arranged by the family when the initiate comes back home. The Eastern Cape has 11,099 active cases of COVID-19. The Western Cape is sitting with 7,731. And both those provinces have been alerted, have been highlighted rather by the Minister of Health as the provinces that are seeing what they're calling cluster outbreaks. And those outbreaks are happening as a result of these massive gatherings of people in spaces where they should not be gathering. And we can acknowledge and concede to the fact that when people gather, be it for an initiation ceremony in this case, a funeral, a wedding, whatever the case may be, issues of social distancing, keeping your mask on, sanitizing, washing your hands, those fall on the wayside because we are more engaged in the ceremony. That surely is a concern of government.
Thank you, sir. I fail to understand such concern, because currently there is a regulation that talks to that regulates such numbers. For instance, on the events that would be performed outside, there is a maximum number of plus minus 500, of which people, some in other areas are adhering to that, in other areas are not adhering to that. By now, in the current occasions or events that are taking place, maybe would be provided by the statistics where people has been arrested for a failure to adhere to that. So it is unfair to punish the initiates not to undergo their traditional initiation program because of the numbers, because we should be strict again as it is on the regulations currently when it comes to the numbers of the funerals and the number of any social event. It is regulated on the legislation. And some people are adhering to that. Some people are not adhering to that. We're expecting the law enforcement to perform their function when people are not adhering to such a clause.
We'll leave it there. Thank you very much, Nkosi Mkhanyiseli Dudumayo, the Provincial Secretary for Controlesa in the Eastern Cape. Controlesa will be meeting tomorrow, and I imagine what will ensue after that is a meeting with the state regarding the decision made to suspend the summer season for initiation schools. Controlesa saying that they were not consulted by government, and they absolutely disagree with the decision that has been taken by the state.